Wrong, Wrong, Wrong by Striped Scribe and read by Coprime. Rating, teen and up. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Daredevil TV. Relationship, Matt Murdock / Foggy Nelson. Additional tags, horror, mythical beings and creatures, and Eldritch. Summary. A figure in an alleyway. A city tilted to the side. The horrors that lurk in the night. There was something not quite right in the city. A murmur in the streets. Rising up through the sewers and the high-rises, it left him feeling uneasy, but there were no words to describe what was wrong. Foggy chalked it up to the changing of seasons, of aching bones and the shift of the clocks, of crime not quite being settled. Pockets Matt had created, where new powers were finding themselves, different, but for the most part lesser than the ones from before. Groups that, for the most part, he left, where they weren't doing harm. They were kinder than those that could take their place. He was learning to focus on the worst criminals, to use the support he had for the others, to work with the people he called his team, as difficult as that had always been for him. But it meant he could return home to Foggy every evening, unhurt for the most part, where bruises and scrapes could be kissed and would heal on their own, where nights and then days were spent together, content in each other's company, working, relaxing, and then separating for patrol, Foggy's heartbeat a constant compass. He felt as though, against all of stick in the world, he'd finally found a chance to be happy. For family, for friendship, for all the luxuries he'd been forbidden. For even through the cold nights spent on rooftops, he was doing what he loved. What he was made to do, to protect, to look after his city and the people that called it home, to flush out the vermin and the evil that snaked around buildings and underground, hidden from the public but forever known. Patrols were simpler now, some nights just his presence enough to keep the streets quiet, simply enough to be seen as a shadow on the rooftop, to reassure the good and scare away the bad. Dropping to the streets to frighten would-be robbers and muggers. A growl, a tap of a baton against a wall, and most were sent running to their mothers. Tonight, for the most part, the city was quiet. But a lone figure in an alleyway tripped up every sense of his, screaming, "Wrong, wrong, wrong, wrong." Enhanced, mutant, something not quite human. Someone up to no good, lurking in the shadows there. Someone he'd need to scare away home. Something he couldn't track, couldn't tell lies or truth from its heart. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Get away, get away. But his own feet tracked him closer. He had a job to do. It was taller than him, but not much. A slight shadow over his body, arms that could envelop him. Run. Hello? He was the man without fear, and there was nothing to worry about here. Whatever, whoever this was, he could deal with it. The noise that escaped it wasn't human. A screeching roar, and then something shifted faster than he could track. It grew taller and taller, limbs multiplying and outstretching, and a glowing warmth seemed to come from its head. Leave, run, escape. Home. He was paralyzed to the sticky floor of the alleyway. The warmth of the creature, the horror, chasing away the chill of the night air as it continued to hum and creep. Hot and cold all at the same time, a monster trying to pass itself as friendly, but that only made it worse. What are you? I don't... Any placating words were ripped from his frozen body as the horror took a step closer to him. The warmth baking him through the suit. He was panting, willing his feet to move, to let him run. A too soft hand reached out to him, to the exposed skin on his face, caressing him. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Hmm. He could barely make a sound, his head tilted back as though to look the creature in its face. Every muscle in his body was straining against itself, trying to move, to keep him upright, to run. He'd long lost track of Foggy, of the sense of time, of who and where he was. It let him go, a finger tracing down his neck before disappearing, its looming bulk still in front of him, the alley stretching into the distance behind. Any details were hard to pick out through the screaming of his mind to be free to move. And then it was gone. He felt like a puppet with its strings cut, harsh bruises immediately welling up against the cold ground, the warmth it had brought with it quickly dissipating into the air. Tears sprung to his eyes, and he wanted nothing more than to be home. But for a while, he simply laid there, half expecting the horror to return, to trap him in its reach again. He didn't know what it wanted, if it had been waiting for him, or if it was just chance they found each other in the alleyway. He could track Foggy again now, limp to the rooftops, upstairs, and across gaps to sneak in through his own fire escape, curl up on the sofa with too many blankets and the comfort of his home. Did something happen? He could only nod in response as his suit and cowl was eased off of him. Want to talk about it? He shook his head in response, resting his head on Foggy's chest, where he could hear the reassuring thump-thump of his heart, the slow, steady breaths, safety, brightness, away from the murmurs in the city. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.